Welcome back. We are here to learn about the USS Salem at the Quincy Shipyard, and specifically the United States Naval and Shipbuilding Museum on board the USS Salem. So who better than the president, Margaret LaForest, to stop on by and tell us all about it. Great to see you.
So great to be back in the QATV studio, Joe and team.
Yeah, we love having you here, Margaret. It's been too long. So
you're a tremendous community resource, and particularly the support you give to our community's nonprofits is tremendous.
Thank you. We appreciate that very much. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you doing well?
I am doing well.
Good. Still working with the state?
I am. I'm part of the Governor Baker Polito executive team for economic development. So
how exciting is that?
Still public service, just different environment.
Yeah. I bet you it gives you a special insight, too, into your position on board the Salem and how the state and the city and private organizations can collaborate.
Yeah, it sure does. And it talks about, you know, I think as you look at tourism and arts and culture and quality of life in a community, how it contributes to the community's economy.
Right.
You know, just I was reviewing our data for some grants we're working on, and typically pre-COVID, Quincy would have visitors from all 50 states and 30 foreign countries. Well, just looking at last year's quick data, over 30 states in the last few visitors. So we just the other day it was like Hawaii, Ohio, New Jersey,
really?
Pennsylvania. So as people are coming to Quincy and seeing us as a destination, you know, it's important that home base, the city of Quincy, knows that we are there to celebrate our city's shipbuilding heritage and our proud past. But history is alive in Quincy, and come on down.
You know, I can't help but think, as you mentioned, new people are coming to the city all the time.
Right.
Maybe never heard about, first of all, the shipyard, second of all, the Salem. So how about just a brief overview of what the facility is?
Sure. So the city of Quincy, back in the 80s when the shipyard closed, and actually QATV was instrumental in this, and I was a student at Broad Meadows, and we had a student campaign when the shipyard closed, the impact for our families, our communities, and the economy, to say, how do we honor that proud heritage? And so a campaign began to return a Quincy-built naval ship to the Four River Shipyard. And so the USS Salem is a heavy cruiser, one of three heavy cruisers built at the Newport News, our sister ship, has a museum on board, and also the Des Moines. This is a Des Moines class cruiser, Des Moines Road, dead ends at South Street by the shipyard. And the ship itself is the museum, and on board houses various collections, such as the Newport News Museum, the cruiser sailor, so be it the only, we're the world's only preserved heavy cruiser. We have items from over 100 different Navy cruisers on board, including the USS Quincy, who, you know, this August will be celebrating, well, I don't know, celebrating is the appropriate word, honoring 80 years since the sinking of the Quincy at the Guadalcanal is in August, August 9th, I believe, is the anniversary.
Okay.
Yeah. So we get to share that story, let visitors explore a Navy ship. You know, just today we had interns start from Quincy Public Schools, and, you know, someone's going to interested in joining our military service. So often, you know, students come on board and just really appreciate what it is for our military service.
Yeah.
And then we had many volunteers who are students who pursue that as a career.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, it's so many different opportunities to get connected, but this is your history, our community history, and we want to make sure that stories are told and just that experience, that museum experience.
Where is the USS Salem,
you know,
and how do we get there?
Yeah,
because that
so
is one of your biggest challenges.
It is. Yeah. You know, when we were at Pier 1, you know, many years ago, maybe 6, 7 years ago, when the ferry used to operate out of there, it was so convenient. You'd pull off the rotary, you'd hop on the ferry. While you're waiting for the ferry, you might visit us, right?
Sure.
So that was a really
or at least
great
you'd see
day.
It.
Or you'd see it.
Yeah.
You'd know it's a museum. You could park easily. And that was time that the state MTA had owned the pier and had declared it unsafe, and hence its collateral damage of closing the ferry. Well, you can't have public accessing a tourist attraction.
Right.
So that was a real challenge. And so we slid over from Pier 1, underneath the Four River Bridge, highly visible, easy to access off the rotary, to Pier 3.
Yeah.
So we are, if you know where Pete's Bar and Grill is on South Street, you're going to see Jay Cashman, who owns that section of the shipyard, did a great job, a nice Irish-themed arch and tugboat, you know, entrance delineating Quincy Shipyard.
Oh, yeah, you can't miss that.
You can't miss it, but you have to know that you can't go in off the rotary. It's off of South Street.
Right.
Then it's in a very industrial area.
Yes.
So now if you made it that far, you need to like drive over train tracks.
Yes.
And you're like, well, what am I doing? Is this safe to drive? It's very industrial, right? And so you drive through that to the back of the property, yeah. and you'll see our little kind of blue highway sign with an arrow. And you're going to go around the back of the building and come down and drive right up to our bow where you can park.
Right.
But it is a challenge.
Yes,
it's
it is.
One of our challenges. One of our grants we're talking about for this season, we've had some funding, is about signage.
That's
right?
Great. Yeah.
We missed that big sign that used to be at the Rotary telling you we would exist. Route 3A is one of the most traveled South Shore roads. So we had that, and that was really one of our challenges in our current location.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it going to stay at Pier 3 where it is right now?
Yeah, okay. So, well, we are in the middle of a strategic plan.
Okay.
Our lease has expired with Jay Cashman.
Right.
And we were there kind of on a temporary when
yep.
this came together so quickly. So that is something that we are working on. And we were working at a strategic plan that's been funded with some grant funds to help us figure out, is this the right place for us? Because we hear it all the time. We can't get to you. We can't find you. It's not the best experience for the visitor to get this deep into this industrial section.
Yeah.
But where could you go? You know, the city of Quincy campaigned for the vessel, and the deep water of the shipyard mm-hmm. is a great location, mm-hmm. not as publicly accessible. The rest of the Quincy waters really are limited. So
and
we
it's
have
recreational
some,
in nature, and, you know, and this is the really only industrial site.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the city of Quincy's water is a designated port area,
okay.
and that goes all the way up the town river,
yep.
that goes into the for shipyard. And so as a by right use, it could go to any of those locations,
oh, okay.
but where is the depth of water? I mean, there's just
a lot
that's not
consider.
An easy question, Joe.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to do softballs today.
Well, everybody's been asking me, so I had
oh,
to ask you.
Oh, they have.
You, you know?
Okay,
yeah.
yeah. So, I think that there's definitely some concern. There's definitely some opportunities,
yeah.
right? I think for us, we're gearing up Quincy 400s in a couple of
right.
years.
Yeah.
So one of our things that we're trying to work on is signage, messaging, marketing.
Okay.
You know, we got that grant in partnership with the City of Quincy from the State Office of Travel and Tourism. One of the things we're getting funded with our community preservation. I mean, the mayor and the city council, CPA committee have been so good to us.
That's great.
But when you see these vessels, like the tall ship in East Boston, you'll see the lit up bow to stern, up and over, they come
yeah.
up and over, and the ship being dressed. I think we have a picture maybe
yeah,
coming
we have
up.
Yeah, an old black and white picture.
Yeah,
we can
coming
show
up. So we're going to be, it's a little, preview of
yep.
what's to come, but we're going to be lighting it up. And now it's like, okay, look at the Forever Bridge is all dressed in blue. What if
yeah.
we're all dressed in blue matching?
And, yeah, yeah.
You know, trying to increase our awareness and our visibility, but most importantly, get those visitors through our door, show them what a gem of a museum is in our backyard.
It really is. And the great thing about it that made the most impression on me, I was actually on board when it came into Quincy many years ago. But it's a living museum because it has not been stripped. It's
no.
not, and nothing is cordoned off. Nothing is under plexiglass.
Well,
you know,
some things.
But really, it's as it was when it was built, and, right? 1949, I think?
And there's many museum ships around the country,
yeah.
right? Including some other Quincy-built ships. But I will tell you what is unique about ours. So versus, say, the battleship down in Fall River, when the battleship Massachusetts was granted as a museum, it was the hull of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the Salem as a cruiser came into the mothball fleet, preserved as is.
Right.
So every piece of equipment, you turn your eyes around, you know, you close your eyes, you think you're in the 1950s,
that's exactly
right? The
yeah.
40s and 50s. So when you come through and do that tour, if you're in the barbershop's chairs are here.
Yes.
In the medical office, the medical equipment is there.
Yes.
You know, you're in the galley, you're in the mess halls, everything is in place.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's pretty unique. And then to your point about plexiglass and don't touch, don't go there, you know, we really provide opportunity for you to explore. You get to, we only have one of the engine rooms open, but you don't need to see them all.
Okay.
If you really want to nerd out on that, we can get you through sometimes to other places.
Right,
but
right.
Combat Information Center will bring guided tours down there.
The CIC, right?
The CIC, yeah. So, you
yeah.
know, we really want you to explore
yeah.
the vessel and see it for what it is, go up into the superstructure,
yep.
go up into the bridge. We're going to be restoring the signal flag bridge this year.
Yeah.
So we have so many great projects. You know, you look at her as you drive up, you're thinking, a little rusty. But you go down below, she's
yep.
in really well-maintained shape. And then some of our, you know, high-vis equipment, such as the main battery director, the crane, some of our gun turrets are in pretty rough shape, and we now have secured funding. We have over $600,000 worth of grant funds collectively through multiple sources that we're going to be completing projects the next really the next 6 months.
That's
in
excellent.
The season. We're very excited to get it underway.
We have we're going to show and tell. We have
okay.
some pictures to show folks of kind of before and after work that's already been done. It's come a long way since
and
it first arrived.
I really have
tell
to.
Tell us what we're looking at. Yeah.
Okay, so let me turn here.
You can see it right in front of you here, Margaret.
Where am I looking? There we go. Thanks so much.
Sure.
So that is our Sky Director, our volunteer, Dan Sibbles, one of our Mass Maritime alum, grew up volunteering, and that was one of the projects. You can see that is very transformative.
Very much so,
and
so
there's a, I think this is, we're looking at this one on the port side. The starboard side one is then going to be done, I believe, this year.
Okay.
Or might actually be in progress.
Okay, let's take a look at the next one.
Yeah. Okay, so this is like the turret three, the gun barrel. So you can see very, you know, they needle gun them down. We always have needle guns running. Anyone wants a paintbrush? You know, we're all volunteer operated, 100% volunteer.
Yes.
So this work is being done by volunteers. We, for the big projects this year, that main battery director, the crane, the other guns, are hiring a contractor. It's like much
volunteers
more
just can't,
large
yeah.
scale. But,
yeah.
you know, yeah, we have a lot of people on board. And so this was one of last year's projects funded by the community preservation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Take a look at the next one.
Okay. Another, this is just a gun mount, but you can see what the floor conditions were.
Yeah.
Right? We're exposed to the elements. We're out in New England. When you look at museum ships around the country, very predominantly they're in the southern states.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't have to worry about the weather.
They don't
right?
have inclement weather like New England.
Right.
Yeah. So that you can, you know, clearly see the floor level in the work that they did.
Yes.
I mean, they're transformative before and after. It's been a great success.
Great.
But truly, the City of Quincy has been such a strong partner in providing the funding for these projects. And this is another one, a mount. You can see, I mean, really, the rust, how it's coming through. It gets needle gunned down. I think the next photo is going to show it kind of as it was. This is the before. This is kind of the during and after. Oh, here we go. This is called dressing ship, right? So you see the signal flags. It's got a pattern declared by the Navy. And there's certain dates of the year that these flags will fly.
Oh.
And, of course, one of them just passed us. One of Quincy's favorite holidays is Flag Day.
Mm-hmm.
The 4th of July is another date that you dress ship, Labor Day. And so coming this year on order, we'll be placing, now that this fiscal year starts today, we have the funding effective this fiscal year. This is one of our community preservation projects that has a matching grant from the state, Destination Development Grant, and we're going to be getting those signal flags on the cables as well as the lighting to really, I mean, just the high visibility and just showing the respect. And, you know, a crew member of the Salem lives down the neck, a good friend,
mm-hmm.
and when I told him, he's like, you're going to dress my ship? I mean, just the emotion for the Navy veterans to see their ship, to see ships dressed, is really special. And of course, got some tricks up my sleeve for Quincy 400.
Oh, okay.
Bunting for days.
Bunting, okay. Let's check the next
really
one.
It's really special. This, I think, is in Villefranche. Oh, so these were some of the projects that we're using our CPA funding, right? So no shortage of painting happening on board.
Right.
The strategic plan I mentioned. The National Historic Register, the State Historic Register, is complete. We have been deemed eligible for the National Historic Landmark listing. That's another, you know, application project. It's multi-year faceted. And the goal is for Quincy 400 that we're putting that bronze plaque on, declaring us as a landmark.
Okay, you heard it here first, folks.
I know, So that's exciting. So two more on this list.
Okay.
So that was like a really big deal. The collections, I mean, what we have in our collection is just absolutely priceless. The military weapon and archive room has items from every conflict U.S. has been involved in, the historic conflicts, dating back to the Revolutionary War.
Seriously?
I mean, look, we have like a Gatling gun from the Civil War, right?
Wow.
We have really spectacular. And then the last one on that, really, if you're a ship, you'd understand, but cathodic protection is about the electrolysis and hull protection and the integrity of the hull. And that was a very high ticket item, about a $100,000 project.
Really?
And was completed this spring.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but, you know, one of the things you worry about is the erosion of the hull and what's the integrity of these ships' age.
Right.
And so by putting this active impress cathodic protection, you know, takes care of that. So
much going on behind the scenes that you don't ever even think about. It's like, oh, there's a ship, there's a museum, you know.
Right.
Just there it is. But there's so much to keep it going, keep it preserved.
And the exhibits on board are tremendous.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think what you're going to see for us is recognizing the upcoming anniversary for Quincy, saying, how do we as a museum better connect to the community, right? So much of it is, especially not having the large-scale public events, our Easter egg hunt, our haunted ship, things that really brought our locals on board kind of time and time again. We really have predominant visitors from, you know, that outside, that 50-mile kind of tourism, right, overnight stay, visiting what's the attraction nearby. So we're looking at ways with some grant funding to create event space, okay. right? So last year, I think you might have covered it for us, the Farmers Market hosted it. We yes. hosted a clam bake for them and said to other nonprofits, would you, if you'd like to host something, we're willing to allow the nonprofits to use our ship, right?
That's a great
we
idea.
Are, want
yeah.
to be a great community partner. We donate admissions to just about every, you know, PTO, Rotary, you name it, they ask us, we want to be a supporter. But we really see us as, where can you host a unique corporate event? Our kids' birthday parties are so popular.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
You know, an opportunity for us to make some money, but mm-hmm. we need to make some improvements to make it a viable destination
yeah.
for that,
yeah.
and so that's some of the work we're going to do this year.
Okay, we have a couple of thank yous you want to
yeah.
shout out, of course.
So I have to say, you know, it's really that public-private partnership that's made such a difference. Mayor Cook, the City Council in Quincy, the Community Preservation Committee, the City Historic Commission, I mean, they're constantly fielding emails and letters of support, our new Ward 2 Councilor, Anthony Andronico, and then, honestly, the support letters for the grants for the $600,000 would not have happened without that. And Speaker and Representative Mariano, Senator Keenan, Congressman Lynch, I mean, you name it, we go to them, here's what we're trying to do. The answer's yes, they've been so supportive, and it's made a difference. But also, so important to say, we're right now operated 100% by volunteers.
Yes.
100% of our proceeds are invested back in the museum's, you know, bills in the preservation of the vessel, and there's so much to do. We welcome you to join us to volunteer, but this is your City of Quincy, this is your museum, this is for our residents, for our families, and when I leave here, Joe, we're going to put a quick share to, you know, so for all our volunteers, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear your story, so we ask you to just like our Facebook page, and I want to post a thank you to QATV for helping us get our message out, and share your story. I want to hear, did you have a family member that worked at the shipyard? Did you work at the shipyard? Did you serve on a Quincy built ship? Did you serve in the Navy? What is your, you know, your connection to Quincy shipbuilding past, and how can we help tell our story? There's so much we can do. There's so much potential, but we do need your help.
Yeah.
And we, you know, come visit us. Admission's only $10 to $12. USS-Salem.org. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Share our information, and anything we can do. Anyone interested in volunteering? Hearing, please touch base. Would love to meet you.
Okay. Do you have still a community Cub Scout packs that stay overnight?
Oh,
that was a big program.
Yeah, you know, yeah. We've had some challenges. We're making some improvements also with grant funds to
okay.
our fire safety, and I think COVID.
Okay.
You know, when we moved to this location, it was a real challenge, right?
Yeah.
So versus the opportunity, the parking, the access for the fire department at Pier 1 versus what's at Pier 3. So there's that challenge,
okay.
which is something that we're working on. We're upgrading our fire alarm systems. We received some grant money for that. So there's that challenge.
Okay.
Then
okay.
COVID. It is our most important, most popular program is the Scout Overnights. Constantly, I'm getting meeting people. I stayed on board when I was a Scout. I'm here now. I'm grown up. I'm an adult coming back. I'm bringing my kids.
Yeah.
I wanted my kids to have the experience.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our most popular program. We are really striving to bring it back for 2023.
Okay.
Right. It's what made money, right? So you think
yeah.
you talk about the revenue and operating a
okay.
historic ship, it's not easy. So we're striving. We're working on it.
So if you want your scouts to
yeah.
stay on board, volunteer
yeah,
and
volunteer.
Help fix the place up.
Yeah, yeah, do we have a fire protection engineer, anybody? You got okay. a second egress for
there
us? I mean, we're going to do our best.
What are your hours for the summer market?
Yeah, so Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays in July and August, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And then we return to just Saturdays, Sundays, September through November.
Okay.
So we are only a seasonal operation, April to November, right?
Yep.
Inclement weather is not so good on our decks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. And so we do operate in the seasonal schedule.
Okay, very good. So good to see you. Really appreciate the opportunity. And please stay in touch and
for
come
sure.
back often.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Have a great, happy, safe 4th, too.
Same to you.
Thank you very much.